Dedicate tonight's shiur to Ilui Nishmas, the Kedoshim of this week. This Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, beginning of a new Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Toras Kohanim. And it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's also the fourth of the four parashios, the final of the four parashios, Parashas HaChodesh, which is in Parashas Boi, the Parashah of Geula, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, which Rashi at the beginning of Chumash says that that's where the Torah should have started from. L'hoyetzarech l'haskalas ha-Torah elam HaChodesh Hazel Lachem, shehi mitzvah rishonish ha-nitzavah by Yisrael. When we have, as mentioned many, many times, a number of events taking place at once, in this case, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Toras Kohanim, and the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but normally Vayikra is the first parasha read, the first Shabbos in the month of Nisan, and it's Parshas HaChodesh, which refers to Nisan, HaChodesh Hazel Lachem. Clearly, there's a connection. What is that connection? And one obvious connection is that the Medrash tells us that this parasha Vayikra was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. In fact, it seems that this was the first dibur that was said to Klal Yisrael from the Ohel Moed, as we just learned the previous parasha, which Vayikra is a continuation. Parshas Pekudei ends off with Hakomas HaMishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Vayi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashen is be'echad l'chodesh, hukam HaMishkan. Mishkan is put up. And then at the end, Parshas Pekudei ends with V'lo yochol Moshe lovoi el oihel. Moshe was not able to enter because the cloud had come down. Kishochan elov he'onon u'chvayit Hashem moleyes HaMishkan. And there Rashi asks that there seems to be a contradiction, because in the Parashas Bamidbar and Parashas Nasai, which was also said Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there it says Ubeboy Moshe El Ohel Moed, that he was able to enter the Ohel Moed. So it's a clear contradiction. Ba Kosef Hashlishi V'Hichriya Beinehem, comes a third pasuk and reconciles that when the Onan was on the Mishkan, Moshe could not enter. When the Onan would leave, then Moshe would enter and speak with Hashem. This is actually a Toras Kohanim at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. At the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, if one looks at the Toras Kohanim, there's a sort of a brisa. It's known as the brisa of the Yud Gimel Midos. The brisa that talks about the Yud Gimel Midos Shatoira and the Dreshes Pohen, which we say every day at the conclusion of the Korbanos, before we start Shacharis, before we start Psukei de Zimra. Rabbi Shmuel, Aimer B'Shloish, Esrei Midos, HaTorah Nidreshes Bohen, Mikal V'Chaimer, until the last of the Yud Gimel Midos, which is the Midah of Dover Alam, Adam, Sev, V'Chein, Shnei Ksuvim HaMakhishim Zeh Es Zeh, Atri Yavar HaKosav HaShlishi V'Hichriya Beinayim. This is one of an example of the Midah of the 13th attribute, the 13th Midah of the Yud Gimel Midos, HaTorah Nidreshes Bohen, when you have a contradiction. Shnei Ksuvim HaMakhishim Zeh Es Zeh comes along the Kosav HaShlishi V'Hichriya Beinehem. And here we have it. Rashi quotes this Toras Kohanim at the end of Pekudei, explaining to us when Moshe could enter, when he can't. And then comes Vayikra, which tells us the first dibur that was said to Moshe after the Mishkan was put up, which was clearly Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as the Medrash says, concerning Karbonos. The question here is, why in Toras Kohanim did they choose to discuss the Yud Gimel Midos as an introduction to Sefer Vayikra? Toras Kohanim is the Braisa, the Chazal, the Torah Shebal Peh of Sefer Vayikra. That's like the Mechilta is the Torah Shebal Peh of Sefer Shemois, the Safra is Bamidbar, Devarim, Safri is Devarim. Toras Kohanim is Vayikra. Why did they choose to start Toras Kohanim with the Braisa of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah and the Dreshes Bohem? It can't be because of this pasuk at the end of Pekudei, because there are the other Yud Beis Midos, and those are not necessarily here. So why is this the introduction to Sefer Toras Kohanim? The obvious question that all the Svarim speak about, Megala Amukos, has many, many interpretations as to why there's a small aleph in Vayikra. Vayikra has an aleph Zeira, a small aleph. And he has, like, as his usual, many, many ofanim, various answers and biurim, deep, most of them Kabbalistic, trying to explain the small aleph in Vayikra. What's the connection between the small aleph in Vayikra to the fact to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to Sefer Toras Kohanim, the Parshas HaChodesh? One of the answers that the Begal HaMukah says is that when Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Medrash says, forgot what he did with the Elef Ushva Meos Vachamisha Veshivim, he remembered what he did with most of the gold, most of the and the silver, but he forgot what he did with the Elef Ushva HaMeos. And until the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva came to remind him that that's what he made the hooks with. Sheshochach Moshe Havovim. He forgot about the Vovim. He forgot what he did with the hooks. So Rabbi Akiva came to remind him. And here the Megal HaMukos says, Rabbi Akiva is the Nasi of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Vavim, Rabbi Akiva is known that he was the one that expounds all the Vavim in the Torah, that there are no extra Vavim. Echad me Elef Matsasi, he says here, Rabbi Akiva was the, who was Yotza Nishmaso Be'echad, who died Al Kiddush Hashem after saying the word Echad. Me Elef Matsasi, he found the Elef, he reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu what he did with the Elef Ushva HaMeos. And that's why there's a small Aleph here. Because the Klal Yisrael suspected that Moshe Rabbeinu perhaps took the money for himself, because he had forgotten what he did with the Elef Ushva HaMeos. They're not counting the Ushva HaMeos, we're mentioning it as one unit Elef. Comes along the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva, reminding Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why there's a small Aleph, because Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what he did with the Elef. Very, very strange Medrash. Besides, Rabbi Akiva wasn't even born yet. I mean, okay, that they discuss. You find that many times that the neshamas of Tanoim and Amoraim and Tzaddikim were already existed before, even before they came to the world. That's one answer he gives why there's a small aleph. Another one he gives, among the many, many terutzim, is that Elef is 1,000. He says Elef is begematria Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben David is 434, David with a Yud, Mashiach ben Yosef is 556, together is 1,000. Small Aleph is Golus, when we're in Golus, and the Neshamas of Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef are concealed. Moshe Rabbeinu shows Moshe Rabbeinu the two Mashiachim, who are equal to Aleph, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Ha Aleph l'cha Shlomo, he says, is a remnant to the two Mashiachim. And they are going to suffer for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Alufenu misubolim, the pasuk in Tehillim, the Elef, that means the two that are equal to Elef, are going to be sovel the Yisurei Hagolus. That's why there's a small Aleph, it says concerning Yishayin and Gimel, Bachen Chol Yenu Hunisa. Okay, these are Ramazan, these are Saidais. What does it have to do with Chodesh Nisan? There's another interpretation given by the Bris Avram, who was a Talmud of the Zalotch of the Magid. And he writes here at the beginning of Vayikra that there's an Elef Ze'ira, he says, Amar Razal, which is not really Chazal, it's something mentioned in the Sifrei Mekubolim, that there are 1,000 lights, he says, that were diminished, 1,000 lights that were extinguished as a result of the Chet Ha'egel. Elef Oirois Shenismait Acher Ha'egel. And he quotes the Gemara in Nedarim that Chamishim Sharei Bina Nivru Ba'olam, they were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu, minus one, Shenem Avata Chasereihu Ma'at Me'elokim, Tehillim Kapitol Ches. And he quotes the Shalom, Ma'at Me'elokim. The smallest letter in the word Elohim is the Aleph. Vata Chasereihu Ma'at Me'elohim. The Aleph, Elef, was diminished. Aleph Ze'ira, Vatachaserehu Ma'at Me'elikim, the smallest letter of the word Elohim, which is the Aleph, is miniaturized from all the other letters, and it's like as if it says Vayikar without an Aleph. And a person should not give up and think that because he fell from his Madrega, it doesn't pay. V'shav avod Elohim chas v'shalom. No, you have to try again anyway. Sometimes the Nefila is Litzorech Kima, you read Litzorech Aliyah. But despite that the Elef Eiros were extinguished, were diminished, Elef Eiros Shenis Ma'at, nevertheless, Vayedabra Hashem Elef Ohel Moed, and Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael not to be depressed, not to be upset, but to rise again. That's what the Bris Avram says. You see, he's Merame, the little Aleph here, is in connection with the Chet HaEgel. And the Emes, it's all connected. The Gemara says in the Dorim, on Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis, that if not for Chet HaEgel, there would have been no need for Torah Shebal Peh. Ilmole Chatu Yisrael Leinitna Lohem Ela Chamisha Chum Shei Torah V'Sefer Shel Yehoshua Bilvad She'erka Shel Eretz Yisrael Hu. So says the Gemara in the Dorim, and the Gemara there quotes the pasuk "Beroiv chachma, roiv kaas." Because there's more kaas, there's more anger, there needs to be more chachma. The more chait, the more Torah is needed. The purer we are, the less we need. What is that supposed to mean? Reb Tzadok speaks a lot about this. We once spoke about it also, I believe. That if Klal Yisrael were on the Madrega, if not for chait ha'egel, when they stood by HaSinai, Paskasu HaMasan, the Aseres HaDibris would have been sufficient. Everything is Nichlal in the Aseres HaDibris. The entire Torah, it says, is Nichlal in the Aseres HaDibris, or as the Gemara says in the Dorim, the Chamishachim Shei Torah, which Be'emes, the Chamishachim Shei Torah is a Bayer on the Aseres HaDibris. It's sort of like the Torah Shebal Peh of the Aseres HaDibris. That's not enough either. We have to come on to Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, we have to come on to Gemara. We see, after every Golus, more and more of Torah Shebal Peh is revealed. Golus brings out more Torah Shebal Peh. The lower we fall, the more Torah is revealed. In order for us to be able to endure the Golus, Hashem gives us more Torah. Had we been, though, on the Madrega, on the highest Madrega possible, everything would have been understood right away. We wouldn't have had to come on to what the Zohar calls the Kashis and the Terutzim of Torah. The Torah Shebal Peh, we see in the Gemara, a lot of it is one question and another question and an answer and a question and an answer and a question, and everything is questions and answers, kushyos, yibayos, there's a lot of difficulty. It's all because of Chet HaEgel, all because of Chet. As a result of Chet, there's all these kashas, and because of that we have to come on to an arichus in Torah Shebal Peh. That's the tikkun. That's how it has to be. La Asid Lavai, it says, it will not be that way. La Asid Lavai, the Pnimi is HaTorah, there are no kashas. Everything we understood right away. So this, based on this Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh is the tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Because if not for Chet HaEgel, there would have been no need for Torah Shebal Peh. Everything would have been understood right away. By looking at a pasuk, you would know exactly what the pasuk means. Everything would be understood. There would be no questions whatsoever. The Torah would have been engraved, Kosveim aluach libecha, choros al haluchais, al tikri choros al acheres. Everything would have been clearly understood. We know that Hakamas HaMishkan was the tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Hakamas HaMishkan, clearly we read that last week, Eile Pekudei HaEdus, that the Mishkan HaEdus, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, Rashi tells us there, Eidus li Yisrael, it's testimony for Klal Yisrael, Sheviter lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Maisa HaEgel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to forgive Klal Yisrael for the making of the Egel. The proof is, Sha'arei Hishra Shechina Sai Beinehem. The Shechina is resting among Klal Yisrael now. HaKamas HaMishkan, Yoyim HaKamas HaMishkan, Klal Yisrael were like a Kala HaNechneses L'chuppah. They were reunited with Hashem after the separation that takes place as a result of Chet HaEgel. We're given another chance, and that second chance is Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. But if we look closely at what takes place on Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, and Yom HaKamas HaMishkan is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed. This we see in a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which Shir HaShirim is the Megillah that we read on Pesach. So if there's a custom to learn prior to Purim Megillah Esther, it's certainly apropos to learn prior to Pesach, that which we read this year will be on Shvi Shal Pesach, or Achron Shal Pesach, because this year there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Usually it's on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shir HaShirim. And there the pasuk says, Hevi ani el beis hayoyim, bring me to the house of wine. And this is coming after the psukim that Shlomo HaMelech is describing, Acha HaMelech b'mesibay nirdi nosan recha, is referring to Chet HaEgel, while the king was still at the party. It's a remez that we were at Har Sinai. The Torah was just given, and nirdi nosan recha, already came the Chet HaEgel. So, Tzror HaMor Daidi Li, Eshkol HaKoyfer Daidi Li, Ben Shodai Yolim, here Rashi explains to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisratza Li Yisrael Al Maiseh HaEgel, U'motza Lohem Kapora Al Avoinim, and he said, donate for the Mishkan, and the gold that you donate for the Mishkan will atone you for the gold of the Egel, Ben Shodai Yolim, Ben Shnei Badei HaOron, between the two staffs of the Oron, the Shechina will once again rest among Klal Yisrael. These psukim are talking about the kapora and the mechila shemochalehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Chet HaEgel with HaKamas HaMishkan. Koyrois Batenu Arozim, Shvach HaMishkan Uzeh. And then the pasuk continues in the second parak, Heviyani El Beis Hayoyin. Says Rashi here, this is Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Beis Hayayin Ze Oihel Moed. This is the Ohel Moed, which is the Mishkan. Shesham Nitinu. There in the Mishkan, in the Ohel Moed, was given Proteha U'Bi'ureha Shel Torah. The details, the explanations of the Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh. Sinai, Har Sinai, that's Torah Shebiksav. That's where the written Torah was given. The Pashtus, the Aseres HaDibros, Chumash, that which is Biksav. In Ohel Moed now comes a different level of Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh. And since Torah Shebaal Peh is the tikkun for Chet HaEgel, and this we see clearly in Parshas Kisisa too, right after Chet HaEgel, says the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, k'sov l'cha es hadvarim ho'ele, ki al pi hadvarim ho'ele korati itcha bris v'es Yisrael." Says the Gemara in Gittin, and Daf Samach, the Gemara in Gittin on this pasuk says that this pasuk is talking about the krisas bris that Hashem made with Klal Yisrael on Torah Shebaal Peh. Why is this discussed here? Why is it in Parshas Kisisa? This is right after Chet HaEgel. After Chet HaEgel, Hashem reveals to Moshe Rabbeinu that there will be a second Luchais, and he also reveals to him the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Hashem Hashem Keil Racham V'Chanan, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emes, Notzer Chesed La'alofim, Til V'Nake Lo Yenake. Says that the Mizritch of Magad, the Magad of Mizritch, quoted in all the Chassidus Shesvarim, says that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachman correspond to the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatorah Nidreshes Bohem. The 13 Midos that is the source of Torah Shebaal Peh, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is based on the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatorah Nidreshes Bohem, correspond to the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachman. What is it? Just a play on numbers? It's like a nice drush. The 13 Midos that the Torah Midrashes Bohen is Keneged Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. What's the omek? What's the depth of that? The depth of that b'cha'ira is very simple. It's not simple, but it's perhaps we can explain it. That the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim were revealed after Chet HaEgel. There was a necessity. We had to come on to the 13 attributes of mercy because of Chet HaEgel. Because of Chet HaEgel, we need the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. If not for Chet HaEgel, there never would have been a need for Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. There would be no need for tshuva because we wouldn't have to do tshuva because there would be no chait. But Shosha Amdu Yisrael Al Har Sinai, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Poska Zu HaMason. And if not for Chet HaEgel, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and Yomati Elohim Atem, that would have been the Tikkun HaSholeh, as mentioned many times. Chet HaEgel, which is the Shorosh of all the Chatoyim after Chet Eitz Hadas, because of that, Klal Yisrael have to come on to tshuva. That we see in Parshas Kisisa clearly, as mentioned that week. And there, Moshe Rabbeinu is taught the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, that when need be, we invoke the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, no matter what, even if Klal Yisrael fall to a terrible low, Hashem will still take us. Hashem will still have mercy on us. And right afterwards, Hashem, Ksav Lecha Es Hadvarim Ho'ele, Ki Al Pi Hadvarim Ho'ele Korati Itcha Bris. There's a Krisas Bris with Klal Yisrael now, on Torah Shebal Peh. We have to come on to Torah Shebal Peh now because of Chet HaEgel. Ki B'Roiv Chochma Roiv Kas, as the Gemara that we quoted before in the Dorim. The Torah Shebal Peh is the Yud Gimel Midos Shehatorah Nedreshes Bohem. They go hand in hand with the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Torah Shebal Peh is the Rachamim. Hashem had Rachmanis on us. He gave us Torah Shebal Peh, which is rooted in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Yud Gimel Midos Shehatorah Nedreshes Bohem. In fact, if you looked at the last of the 13 midos, it's the Shnei Ksuvim HaMakhishim Zeh Ezeh, Atche Yovei HaKosev HaShlishi V'Hichriya Be'neihem. And what's the 13th attribute of mercy? The Nakei Lo Yenakeh, which is also a stira. It's a stira. First you say, V'Nakei, he will acquit. Lo Yenakeh, he will not acquit. So it's a, will, what's the pshat? It's a stira. Shnei Ksuvim, it's one pasuk that's Makhish Zeh Ezeh. There Rashi gives the answer. Rashi says, V'nakeh l'shavim, the lo yinakeh l'sha'enon shavim. To those who do tshuva, there's a v'nakeh. Menakehu l'shavim, v'lo yinakeh l'sha'enon shavim. So the 13th midah of the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim is also Shnei Ksuvim Achishim Zezeh, similar to the 13th midah Sh'atoru Nedreshes Bohem, which is as the Toras Kohanim at the beginning of Vayikra, and perhaps this is the reason why the Toras Kohanim at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, which is where Torah Shabbat Peh begins, this is where Torah Shabbat Peh is being taught for the first time, in Ohel Moed. Vayikra El Moshe Vayadabar Hashem Elov Me Ohel Moed. For the first time, as Rashi, we just quoted in Shir HaShirim, Proteha U'Biureha Shel Torah. The Protim, the Biurim of Torah are now being explained from the Ohel Moed, which was also near Sinai. The Mishkan was put up in front of Har Sinai, but now it's not Sinai, it's Ohel Moed. If not for Chet HaEgel, there would have been no need for Ohel Moed, there would be no need for the Mishkan, because every Yid would be a Mishkan, as we know. That's also part of it. So Chet HaEgel caused that there's a need for a Mishkan. There's a need for Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. There's a need for Yud Gimel Midos Shatar and the Dreshes Bohem. And that's the Hakdama to Toras Kohanim, which is the Torah Shabbat Peh of Sefer Vayikra. And with that, we can understand what the Bris Avram is saying, that the little Aleph of Vayikra, the Aleph Oiros, that's the thousand lights, he says, the thousand lights that the Svarim speak about, the Megal HaMukas and the Shalom and all the others, that resulting because of Chet HaEgel, there was a tremendous Yerida. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Yerida, Lech Reid, Kishiches Amcha. A tremendous Yerida, a Miut. That's a small aleph. Any small letter denotes chet, a chisara, a yerida, galus, churban, concealment, because of chet ha'egel. Exactly, because there's a small aleph, and because the aleph oiros were nisma'it, there's a need now for Torah Shabbat Peh. There's a need now for the Mishkan. That's why, Vayadabar Hashem Elov, Me'ohel Moed. Exactly, that's the connection. The small aleph is explaining why now there's Ohel Moed. Why now Torah Shabbat Peh? Why now do we have to come on to Torah Shabbat Peh and to the Yud Gimel Midos Torah and the Dreshes Bohem? Corresponding to the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Because of Chet HaEgel. Yet, this pasuk is a tremendous nechama, which is what the Bris Avram seems to be saying here. But the Torah is teaching us, and this is the connection to Parshas HaChodesh, Chodesh Nisan in general. Chodesh Nisan seems to be the month of Yehuda. According to the Arizal, Nisan is Yehuda. Yehuda is Torah Shebal Peh. V'zoisli Yehuda. Yehuda is Malchus. We know that Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh. And the famous Pasach Eliyahu, there are those who say it every Friday night. And there are those who say it, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, before davening. It's in the Machzorim, Pasach Eliyahu. And there it goes through all the Esa Sfirois. So there we are told, Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. Malchus Kiyodua is mouth, it has to do with the mouth. A king, based on a Pasach in Kehelis, Vasher Dvar Melech Shiltoin. A king orders, commands, he uses his mouth. Malchus is Malchus Peh, Torah Shabal Peh. In fact, at the beginning, in the Medrash of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, it says, Adoh Dechsiv Bi Melochim Yimloichu. What's the connection? What does HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem have to do with Bi Melochim Yimloichu? That's a pasuk that the Gemara brings down in Gittin that tells us that Chachamim are considered Melochim. Malchus, a Chacham is a Melech, Man Malki Rabbanon, specifically the Morei Torah Shebal Peh. Those who teach Torah Shebal Peh are considered kings. Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. Yehuda is Malchus. Yehuda is the king. So Yehuda is Torah Shebal Peh. We see this in Parashas Vayigash. Who did Yaakov send to Mitzrayim to start a yeshiva? And Rashi says, a base Talmud. Shemisham Teitzei Hoi Ro'a, which is Torah Shebal Peh, the Parashas. Be'es Yehuda Sholach Lefanov Lehoiros, which is Isis Latoira, Lehoiros Lefanov Goshna. Yehuda was sent, Rashi says, Lasakein Lei Beis Talmud Shemisham Teitzei Hoi Ro'a. So Yehuda is Torah Shebal Peh, Malchus. Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh. That's Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the revelation of Torah Shebal Peh in the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was put up, which the purpose of the Mishkan was a tikkun for Chet HaEgel, because of the Elif Oiros, the little Aleph. And that's when Hashem spoke first to Moshe Rabbeinu about Karbonos, Adam ki yakrav mikem karbon laHashem, including all the Karbonos, as mentioned in this week's parasha, that one has to bring because of Chet. All the sin offerings are in this week's parasha, the guilt offerings, the chata'is, the ashamais, and even the oila, which the pashtas is a carbon that you bring because you are donating, even that is mechaper. V'nirtzoloi lechaper olav. Right at the beginning of the parasha, there's a kapora. Oila is mechaper for chet of hirhur. The oila is mechaper for avodah zara, for chet ha'ega. Because the ikka chet of avodah zara is in the machshava. So oila is mechaper, v'nirtzoloi lechaper olav. The oila is mechaper on hirhurim, as Rashi brings here. In our case, it's talking about the chet ha'egel. This is the connection to Parashas HaChodesh. What does HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem mean? The concept of Rosh Chodesh, the whole idea of renewal, which is every single Rosh Chodesh. We learn out from which Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. And the Pashtus, his Chachos, comes after a Yerida. There's a Yerida, and there's a need for his Chachos. If there's no Yerida, there's no need for his Chachos. If everything is perfect, the sun, for example, the sun is the same all the time. The sun is not a heavenly being that we use as an example for hischatris, because the sun doesn't have to be nischadish, it's the same thing every single day. But the moon, the levana, is during a good half of the month, diminishes in size until eventually it's totally concealed the day before the hischatris, which is a remez that despite the Yerida, there's always the ability to be nischadish. And that we learn out from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the epitome. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the entire Chodesh Nisan, as the Bnei Yisrael writes, is one big Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodesh, and the whole month is like Rosh Chodesh. Nisan was chosen to be the month of Hischatshus. Even though L'Chair, one would say that's Tishrei. Tishrei, Be'emes, is the beginning. Nisan is a beginning that comes after a new beginning. And that was the difference between Tishrei and Nisan, which Tishrei is for the Goyim too. Tishrei, Shoshana, L'Shmitin, L'Yoivlis, L'Shonim. But Nisan is only given to Klal Yisrael. Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. After a miut, after a chesaron, after a yerida, it's possible to be in Ischadesh. That's Nisan. Nisan really originally was the seventh month. Tishrei was the first month. The Pasuk, the oldest forum quote, in Melachim, where the Pasuk says there, B'yerach ho'esonim bechog, when Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash, there it refers to Tishrei as the seventh month, and their Targum says that originally Tishrei was the first month, it's now the seventh because Nisan is now the first month. Tishrei was always the month associated with the beginning, because Tishrei is the beginning. The beginning, before that there was nothing. So Tishrei is the beginning. Nisan, Hagam, there's the opinion that Nisan was the time of Briyas HaOlam as well. But the Pashtus, the Hischatchus in Chodesh Nisan means that there's a Hischatchus after a Yerida. Like, for example, when the Jews left Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim in Nisan. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidun Ligoyel. Why? Prior to that, there was Golus. Prior to that, there was a Yerida. Prior to that, we were sunken into the 49 levels of Tumah. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh HaZalachem, we can get out of it. Yitzias Mitzrayim. We can get out of Mitzrayim. We can leave. We can uplift ourselves despite how low we fell. That's the whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole idea of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Not Asher Barosi Shamayim Ve'oretz, as all the Sfarim ask. The Pasuk should have said, I am God who created the heavens and the earth. That's a much greater thing than taking us out of Mitzrayim. I am God who created the world. We don't say that. That's Tishrei. We say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzei Sicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem wants us to constantly go out of Mitzrayim. Ki mei tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, loshen rabim, pasuk and micha, arenu nefloys. Every day a yid goes out of Mitzrayim, b'chol dor v'dor, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, as the Baal HaTanya writes, every day, every generation. We can experience Yitzias Mitzrayim. That started Rosh Chodesh Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go now and tell Klal Yisrael to get ready to go out of Mitzrayim. Take the Korban Pesach. This is what we're going to read this Shabbos in Parshas HaChodesh. In the third Sefer Torah, this week there are three Sefer Torah, Vayikra, Rosh Chodesh, and Parshas HaChodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh, but it's Rosh Chodesh, which there are 12 of them. But this specific Rosh Chodesh is the Melech of all the Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, Lochem Oisius Melech. This is the king of all the Rosh Chodesh. It all is rooted in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's where it started. The whole idea that every Rosh Chodesh is a day of Hischatchus that comes after a Yerida, that comes after a concealment, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's where it started. It started Rosh Chodesh Nisan because this is the Hischatchus after the Chet HaEgel, the second time. The second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, which was the Tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. After the terrible Yerida, the little Aleph over here, by Yikra, the Miut of the Elef Eiros, a concealment to the point that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot what he did with the Elef Ushva HaMeyos. And who reminds him? Rabbi Akiva, according to this medrash that we mentioned before from the Megala Amukas, Rabbi Akiva's Torah Shebal Peh, Moshe's Torah Shebiksav, Rabbi Akiva's Torah Shebal Peh. When there's a miyut, there's a need for Torah Shebal Peh. When there's a chesoron, we have to come out to Torah Shebal Peh. That's started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A year before that, that was HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. When before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, before Chet HaEgel, they were also on a very low level. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they began the Aliyah, the total Aliyah. The Yetzias Mitzrayim actually starts Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodoshim, Rishonu Lochem, L'Chodesh HaShana, as the Medrash says, Kova Lohem, Chodesh Shel Geula, Bocha B'Yakov Ubonah, V'Kova Lohem, Chodesh Shel Geula. It's a new beginning. Not that it's necessary, it's not really the beginning. The beginning is Tishrei. This is a new beginning, a type of beginning, a Hischatchus that comes after a Yerida. And here we see a tremendous Nechama, because Rashi tells us here that before every Dibur, before every Amira, L'chol Dibrois, L'chol Amirois, L'chol Tzivuyim, Kodma Kriya Loshen Chiba. Why does it have to say Vayikra over here? Before Vayadabra, Vayikra, before Vayadabra, that every time that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, he first called him by name. And then afterwards, which the Torah's Kehanim speaks about at the beginning here of the parasha, comparing Sinai and the Sneh. We find by the Sneh, also, which was the first time ever that Hashem appears to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Elav Elohim Mitoich HaSneh. So there's a Kriya before the Dibur. Then Vayomer Moshe, Moshe Vayomer Hineini. And by Matan Torah, by Sinai, that's the Sneh. Then comes Sinai, by Sinai, also, Vayikra El Moshe, it doesn't say it in Yisrael, it says it at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, which is a Hemshech, and actually, as Rashi says, that was really before Matan Torah. There it says, Vayikra El Moshe Bayoim HaShevi, which Rashi says, Loima Aseres HaDibrois, so there was a Kriya before the Dibur. There was a Kriya before the Dibur by the Sner. There's a Kriya before the Dibur by Har Sinai. And now there's a Kriya before the Dibur too. But one difference. Those Vayikras are with a regular size Aleph. This Vayikra is with a small Aleph. Why? Because that Vayikra was before the Chait. That Vayikra was before the Elef Eirois when the Sma'it. That Vayikra is when Klal Yisrael were not Chaitim yet. They didn't have to come on to Tshuva, they didn't have to come on to Hakamas HaMishkan, they didn't have to come on to Torah Shabbal Peh. This Vayikra is after the Yerida. Rashi chooses, though, to mention that Vayikra is a Lashon Chiba Dafka here. Vayikra is a Lashon Chiba over there also, by the Sneh and by Har Sinai. Why does Rashi choose to tell us that Vayikra is a Lashon Chiba, Lashon Shemalachi Asharis Mishtamshin Bosh, and Emavakor Ezel Zevi Omar, Dafka over here, because the novelty here is that the Kriya Lashon Chiba is even after there's a Miut, even after there's a Chesaron, even after there's a Yerida, even after there's Chait, even after there's Churban, Golus, nevertheless, Vayikra El Moshe, that, and Moshe is every Yid. Every Yid it says, Ispashtusa the Moshe b'chol dar v'dar. Every Yid has a nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Moshe Rabbeinu himself said, Sheish meyos elef ragli ha'om asher anoichi bekirboy. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the leader of the generation. So every Yid has a spark of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. So Vayikra el Moshe is, and he calls to every single Yid. Every Yid is zeichet to a kriya on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This coming Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Every Kriya that we read this Shabbos is related so clearly. Vayikra happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, which was said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is his Chachos that comes after a Yerida, after being in Mitzrayim for 210 years, Ervas Ha'oretz, Memtes Sharei Tumah. And if we would have been there any longer, as we're going to be saying by the Haggadah 2 weeks from this Friday night, Ilu Hayinu Baneinu Bnei Baneinu Meshubadim Hayinu Lefar B'Mitzrayim VeIlu Vayhoitzi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Asavasenu B'Mitzrayim Harei Anu Baneinu Bnei Baneinu. If Hashem not taken us out when He did, we would have fallen into the Nun Sha'arei Tuma and never could have come out, because we didn't have a Torah yet at that time, as the Aruch Chaim says. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, doesn't matter where you're holding, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, you're compared to the moon. You're not compared to the sun, you're compared to the moon. The moon is always renewing itself. There's always a Yerida and an Aliyah, a Yerida and Aliyah. A person, no matter what, every Rosh Chodesh will start over again, a new Hischachus, a new Vayikra, even after an Aleph Zeira. We know, the Svarim tell us that the Torah Shabbal Peh is compared to the moon. Torah Shabbal Ksav is the sun, and Torah Shabbal Peh is the moon, the Levana. Because the Levana is Mekabel from the Chama. The moon is a reflection of the sun. The moon doesn't have its own light. The moon is Mekabel from the sun. Torah Shabbal Peh is Mekabel from Torah Shabbal Ksav. Moshe is the Chama, Yehoshua is the Levana. Svarim say Moshe is Torah Shavikzav, Yeshua is Torah Shabbal Peh. Chodesh Nisan, the month that we're entering now, is the month in which Torah Shabbal Peh was revealed, by in the Oyel Moed, which was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Gemara tells us, Nisan is the month of Geula. Ben Nisan Nigalu, Ben Nisan Asidun Ligor. We were redeemed in Nisan, and we will be redeemed in Nisan. The whole idea of Geula is a situation that comes after a downfall. What does redemption mean? When someone's in jail, and he's released from jail, it's a great joy that he is being released from jail, but that means that he was in jail before that. The fact that we have to come on to a Geula says that we're in Golus. The fact that we have to come on to redemption, the fact that we have to come on to his Chachos renewal, means that we're tired, we're exhausted, we're burnt out. If someone doesn't get burnt out, so then he doesn't have to come on to his Chachos. His Chachos comes after a burnout. Geula comes after Golus. And certainly now, when the Golus is at the end, we're now holding at the end of Golus, it's clear, we see events taking place in the world most that we don't understand, but it clearly is pointing to the fact that we are very, very close to the Geula. And unfortunately, this week, there were karbanos that has to bother us, that Yidden were killed in France, only because they're Jewish, a Rebbe and two of his children, Tanaikos Shel Beis Rabban, says the Medrash in Vayikra this week, that the minhag was to learn Sefer Vayikra with Tanaikos Shel Beis Rabban. Yavoyu Tehoirim v'yisasku b'tehoirim. Who should learn Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, which talks about karbanos, which the purpose of the karbanos is to be metaher klal Yisrael, children under the age of bar mitzvah, who are pure. Yavoyu Tehoirim v'yisasku b'tehoirim. When Chodesh Nisan comes, we're all like little children. Nisan is mazel teleh. Nisan is the birth of klal Yisrael, as the Navi says in Yechezkel. And this parsha speaks about karbanos. Unfortunately, this week there were karbanos. Yavai doidi leganoi v'yoychal prima godov, says the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plucks from his garden the best sometimes and takes them as karbanos. Especially when we're talking about Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban, they were on their way to yeshiva. They were on their way to learn. And that's when this happened. They were on their way to learn to be Isaac in Tahara. Vayikra is the Sefer of Tahara. The first time it ever says the word Mashiach in Chumash is in Parshas Vayikra. This week's Parsha. Im HaKoyhein HaMashiach Yechet HaVashmas Ha'am. The first time it ever says the word Mashiach, Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban are called Mashiach. Al Tigu'u B'Mashichai, says the Gemara, Elu Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban. We know that in our time, when we don't have karbanos, learning about karbanos has the same effect as karbanos. As we enter the month of Nisan, we are learning about karbanos. We're learning Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, Shmini. All these are parshas that talk about the karbanos. As we get closer and closer to Pesach, the hope, of course, is that this year we'll be able to be makriv of the Karban Pesach and be able to do it mitoch tahara with a parah aduma. There's still time for it. We need a week. You know, we need a week after the Parah Aduma is revealed to be sprinkled upon from the ashes of the Parah Aduma on the third and seventh day. There's still time for it. That this year we should be zeicher to actually be able to bring the Karban Pesach that we're going to be reading about this Shabbos in the Kriya of Parshas HaChodesh. The first Karban that Klal Yisrael brought as an Am, as a nation, was Karban Pesach. Later there was a Karban that was brought by Har Sinai as Klal Yisrael with Makabel the Torah, as we learn at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. But the first Karban, the Karban that took us out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, which was the Tleh, Mazel Tleh, which is the Mazel of Mitzrayim, Kiyodua, Chodesh Nisan is Mazel Tleh. That's why we were commanded to take a Tleh, a sheep. And the purpose of it was Mishchu Yedeichem Me Avodah Zarah, to leave the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. As we get ready for Geula, we have to try to pull ourselves away from the Avodah Zarah of whatever country we live in. And today there's many, many things that we can say is the Avodah Zarah of the time. Mishchu Yedeichem Me'Avodah Zarah Shel America, whatever it is that today, and everyone can apply and understand what today's Avodah Zarahs are. Mishchu U'Kechu Lachem Soin Shel Mitzvah. And here we see an interesting thing. The sheep was used as idol worship. The same sheep is being told to take a sheep that was used for idol worship. Normally, if a sheep was designated even for idol worship, as we learned in this week's parasha, Min HaBehema L'Hoytias HaMuktzah, you're not allowed to take an animal that was designated for idol worship and use it as a carbon, as Chazal in the Torah's Kehana, which Rashi quotes here. L'hoitzias ha-muktzah. Muktzah is that it was set aside for Avodah Zarah. Yet the carbon Pesach was a sheep that the Egyptians worshipped. And we were commanded to take that sheep and use it for a mitzvah. The same can be said today of the technology, that which everyone is crying about today and screaming about today. We have to try to separate ourselves from all of this. But on the other hand, these can be used to be mekadesh shem shamayim as well. These can be used also in a positive sense to spread the word of Hashem. As we see today, Bepashtus, the same sign that was used for Avodah Zarah is being used for the Korban Pesach. And then Klal Yisrael was zeichet to the Geula. It's Tavshin Ayin Beis, and it's almost Chodesh Nisan, and we're still in Golos, with the threat of war looming, with terrorism, with the fear of terrorism in different parts of the world. We hope that Amir Tzashem, this Nisan, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asin Ligoyal, will be Zeicha, that by Yikra El Moshe, Hashem will call to every Yid, it'll be a large Aleph. The Aleph will be restored to its original size, and even greater, like the first Aleph in Adam, in the Divrei Hayamim, is a large Aleph, an Aleph Zaira, which is the Madrega of Adam Arishon Kaidem Achet. And then every Yid will be Zeicha to a Kriya Lashon Chiba, here Rashi brings it, there were 13 mi'utin, 13 times that it says Elov to exclude Aaron. Aaron is excluded here. And perhaps that's the Einish, because of Chet HaEgel, Aaron is excluded and was not privileged to receive the Dibur straight from Hashem as Moshe was. That's also part of the Yerida, the Yidgimel mi'utin. But La'asid Lava, he says, V'hayu einecha royais es mayrecha, v'la yikonev oid mayrecha. Every Yid will be zeicha to hear from Hashem himself. As we say in Shir HaShirim, Yishakeini Menashikos Pihu. And there Rashi tells us that in the future, Muftochim Me'itoi, every Jew is promised from Hashem, L'hoifiya oid aleihem, that he will appear to them again, L'vay Elohim soid te'omeha u'mister tzvunayseha. Hashem will explain the secrets and the hidden parts of the Torah. Umechalim panav, and we are looking forward. Everyone is hoping l'kayet that to that fulfillment of what Hashem says here. Yishakeinim in Hashikos Piyu. Just like there was his galus of Torah on Har Sinai, and then later, as we just mentioned in Oyhel Moed, there's going to be another revelation. And that's going to take place in Yerushalayim, ki mitzion teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. Heviani el beis hayoyin is begematria Yerushalayim. The Medrash, in fact, on this pasuk that we read, that we're going to be reading this Shabbos, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, quotes the pasuk, Torah meiti teitzei. Chidush Torah meiti teitzei. Torah chadosha meiti teitzei. Not chas v'shalom. A New Testament, Torah Chadasha. But Torah Chadasha means a hischatshus in Torah. Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, a new revelation of, it's there already, it's just, it's hidden. Like Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is not a new Torah, it's just the hidden part of Torah Shebiksav, which they wouldn't have had to come onto if they wouldn't have sinned, they would have seen it right away. Then there's something else coming. That's the secrets of the Torah. The Soida is HaTorah, Pnimi is HaTorah, which Mashiach is going to reveal to everyone. Every Yid is going to be Zeicha through his Avodah Bizman HaGolus to this special revelation, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this Chidush of Torah that is going to take place with the coming of Mashiach, where in Yerushalayim. That's where it's going to be from there. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. That's the final stage. After Sinai, Oel Moed, and then eventually Yerushalayim. That's where the hidden part of the Torah, Yishakeinim in the Shikos Pi, was going to take place. The Chassam Sofer says, Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be in Chodesh Nisan. We know that Melchemes HaMolek is supposed to take place in Chodesh Nisan. Erev Pesach, it says that Hashem will erase HaMolek. That's getting rid of a Chometz. We get rid of a Chometz, Erev Pesach. So Hashem will get rid of his Chometz, Erev Pesach. That's the Bittul of HaMolek, which will take place Erev Pesach. The Minoy Melech, Nisan is the Chodesh of Melech, it's a Rosh Hashanah LeMelechim. Minoy Melech, that means the appointment of Melech HaMashiach is in Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is B'Gematria Mashiach Ben David. And the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, as the Chassam Sofer says, will be the second day of Pesach, Tezayin Nisan, where the Gemara says on that day, that maybe because of Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because Yom HaNaf Kulay Osir, on the second day of Pesach, because maybe that will be the day that the Beis HaMikdash will be built, says the Chassam Sofer. Maybe, obviously from the Gemara, we see that that is the day that the Beis HaMikdash will be built. So he's makasha that all the three mitzvahs that we're supposed to do when we enter Eretz Yisrael, the eradicating Amalek, appointing a king, and building the Beis HaMikdash will take place one day after the other. Yadalat Hezrov, Tezayin. Those were the 3 days that Esther proclaimed the fast. The 3 days that Klal Yisrael fasted during the Nes, before the Nes of Purim, which was Yudalid, Tezvav, Tezayin, Nisan. Those 3 days are designated as the days of Bittul Amalek, Minoy Melech, and Binyan Beis Hamikdash. They would be Zaycha that this Nisan, we should see it with our eyes. This Nisan, we should be Zaycha to see the Mapala of all the enemies of Klal Yisrael, the Mapala of Paras, the Mapala of Yishmael. And as we know that, and that is dependent the Geula, Kishu Yipol Yishmael Ba'acharus Hayam, Al Panei Kol Echav Nafol, Nel Be Zaycha to Ve'el Toldos Yitzchak, which Yitzchak was born, says the Medrash, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is why Hashem waited for Hakamas HaMishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It says, Yoim Leidas Yitzchak, who was going to be the one that's going to be Malamet Chusan Klal Yisrael, Mashiach will come, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Niske, V'nichye, V'nirev, V'noichal Shem, as we say, Min HaZvachim, Min HaPsachim. Agut Mechodesh.